This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load.
Now, just so you know, this coming Friday, I will be on the road to Camden, Tennessee. It's about a 8-hour drive, so I will probably leave early. There will be no live show Friday because I'm going to go hang out with Jaeger and Morse. That's this Friday. But now, Monday's going to be a travel day, but it's also going to be live Monday. So we'll be talking about the class on Monday. So make a note, please. And, this latest development coming out of Dateline Boulder, Colorado. No shocker there. The Supreme Court's inaction on answering the question concerning the constitutionality of assault weapon bans against semi-automatic weapons. Of course, they haven't taken it up, so all of these little blue fifes feel like they can go and do what they want to do. Which, you know, they take it to the limit. And by limit, I mean they pass an ordinance that's totally unconstitutional. In Deerfield, Illinois, the village has banned the ownership of AR-15 rifles and other firearms the left finds scary. And yet it goes beyond that because the definition of an assault weapon, which is not a real term, is so broad. So essentially any firearm that uses a detachable magazine that holds more than 10 rounds is a so-called assault weapon in this Chicago suburb. So we're not just talking about rifles here. Handguns are included as well. And this is a gun ban law. These weapons must be transferred out of the village, destroyed, or turned over to the police. Noncompliance is a $250 to $1,000 day fine. I don't know what the difference is between one or the other. It's unlawful to be a gun owner in Deerfield. And, yeah, that's unconstitutional as well. But they're not alone. Boulder passed a similar law last month. City of Boulder, Colorado, is following suit via CBS News. We hear this. On Tuesday, May the 15th, Boulder City Council unanimously passed a ban on the sale and possession of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and bump-stock devices, even while attorneys from pro-gun rights groups threatened legal action. In accordance with the new ordinance, owners of high-capacity magazines and bump-stocks will have until July the 15th to dispose of the firearm accessories or sell them, and at that point they will not be permitted in the city of Boulder. The city council did extend an olive branch to gun owners in the form of a grandfather clause. Residents already in possession of assault weapons will have until the end of the year to receive a certificate proving prior ownership. At that point, all firearm owners who have proven that they own their assault weapons prior to the passage of the new ban will be permitted to keep them. How big are these guys? Only the purchase of new assault weapons is prohibited by Boulder residents who are not members of law enforcement, government officers, or military personnel. Boulder Councilman Aaron Brockett reportedly stated at the vote, "My hope is that we will see more bans at the state level and one day at the federal level so these weapons will no longer be available." As of right now, only the police have the right to issue that grandfather clause certificate to current AR-15 owners. And by high capacity, they mean 10 rounds or more, the arbitrary number, which is not uncommon, and they are included in this ban. So another gross unconstitutional overreach against a regular law-abiding citizen occurs. This is why the Supreme Court needs to step in, because it goes beyond simple AR-15s. A host of handguns are now being targeted. Gun owners in these areas have one option, move. And that's not available to everyone. Carving out areas of America that are hostile or flat-out banned gun ownership, that's as illegal as it can get. And it shows the face of the so-called gun control movement. It's not about safety or common sense reform or the sanctity of life, which is rich coming from people who are probably 100% pro-abortion. It's about the repeal of the Second Amendment, and it's about gun confiscation and gun bans. So that's why every year the Second Amendment movement has to act as if gun rights are one election away from being stripped. If we were to sleep, and these snakes slither in, they will try to poison American civil rights. Something totally unrelated. And I take no pleasure in telling you about this. The home of the newly crowned best gun salesman in the United States, David Hoggs, was swatted today. According to the Broward Sheriff's Office, deputies received a call at around 8:30 a.m. saying someone had broken into Hoggs' home with an AR-15 rifle and was holding the family hostage. Fortunately, no one was home when the police arrived. Okay. Swatting is dangerous. It is a juvenile thing to do. It has real-world, long-lasting, long-term, real-life consequences. People have been killed in swatting incidents. They have been terrorized in swatting incidents. And I don't care who it is, and I don't care what they've done. And, I mean, David Hogg is, he's the child activist. Well, I think now he's 18, so he can't be the child activist anymore. But we don't need to be swatting. If that was a gun owner that swatted young Mr. Hogg's house, and this is not David Hogg's house, this is his father's house and his mother's house. It's not his house. He's a child. He is a child, simply put. Although he has, according to Florida, he can't, buy a gun now because, he's only 18, so he's still a child. Still a child, but why would we SWAT anybody? I know, I see a lot of this, I see a lot about this on video game streaming. I'm not a gamer, so I don't personally put up with that. But this does happen a lot. And it's a game for some people, but I mean, people really get killed in some of these incidents because the cops roll. And they're going to have to roll. They have to respond to this. There's just no two ways about it. So swatting is stupid and it's dangerous and irresponsible and illegal. And this does nothing for the fight for Second Amendment rights. This does not further our cause at all. So if we're doing it, which, I have no information as to who they say did this. But whoever did it, you were wrong. You were just plain wrong. And this is the part sometimes that I sort of regret about being a constitutionalist. The Constitution is for everybody, even the left. It's especially for the left, but the protections that they get from it, that's also for the left. Now, the fact that they try to take it from me, of course, means that I also, while I'm sitting there saying, well, of course, you're the left, and we must make sure that you can say what you want to say and do what you want to do and have these crazy positions and say these crazy things, and at the same time, we have to sit back and, say, well, but you're lying. But I'm trying to lay the groundwork in my locale for a Second Amendment event, which would be, pretty good, pretty impressive, I think, with some of the people I'm going to try to get involved in it. Maybe we'll talk about that later. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But once again, let me just say this. Come Thursday, I will be on the road. Or come Friday, I'll be on the road. No live show Friday, although Monday, which will also be a travel day, will be a live show. So, please make a note of that. We are heading to Tactical Response in 2 days. So, the training is about to commence for this year. And I'm looking forward to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
collection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Speaking of David Hogg, the NRA, who started this little journey out, the latest journey, sort of beleaguered, is really benefiting from this latest, this newest class of gun grabber. And so they should be sending David Hogg, Cameron Caskey, Emma Gonzalez, a gift basket of cheese or something. Because the more they try to chip away at gun rights, the stronger we become. They can't win. They're not going to win. These little blue enclaves that are doing this, there's going to be a reckoning of them one way or the other, either legally or, you know, physically. Hog held a die-in in protest at Publix, a Florida-based supermarket chain, last month to protest their donations to a pro-NRA Florida gubernatorial candidate, Adam Putnam. It was a precursor to this terrific news. May set another record for gun sales. The NICS numbers are the best gauges for tracking such activity, though background checks could have been run for concealed carry permits. So that's still in support of Second Amendment rights, though, no matter what it's for. In May 2018, the FBI processed 2,002,992 queries through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. That's more than any previous May in the system's history, with May 2017 holding the previous record at 1,942,677. April 2018 saw more NICS checks than any previous April. March 2018 saw more NICS checks than any previous March. NICS checks are considered the strongest indicator for gun sales because every gun sale made through a licensed dealer requires an NICS check. And some states require the checks on used gun sales between private individuals. But the number of NICS checks does not exactly match the number of guns sold in the United States for a number of reasons. You can buy multiple guns with one NICS check. Most states do not require NICS checks on used sales between private individuals. And many states run NICS checks on those applying for gun carry permits. So, the NSSF, the Gun Industry's Trade Group, said the spike in NICS checks could be attributed more to permit checks than gun sales, though it said gun sales remain near record levels. The group produces their own analysis of the NICS numbers every month, but notes that their numbers suffer from the same uncertainty affecting the FBI's underlying numbers. In addition to that, the NRA has been seeing a spike in donations and membership, the highest in nearly 18 years. They also added 1 million more members since the Parkland 3, Hog, Caskey, and Gonzalez, started their anti-gun advocacy campaign last winter, which was actually February of this year, which was, what, 4 months ago. So in 4 months, you know, 250,000 extra members a month. The NRA annual meeting in Dallas, where I met up with many of my buddies, had nearly 90,000 attendees. And April also set a record month in gun sales. So, it's like there's blowback when you tell an American you're going to chip away at their civil rights. So, thank you, anti-gunners. You're ensuring the conservative movement remains unmoved and undeterred in our position on gun rights, and for starters, we're correct. We're simply correct about the issue. But seeing that the so-called gun control movement, we know they want to repeal and confiscate, not control anything, pushes when they say they're for common sense gun control. The advocate for laws that are either straight up prohibits gun ownership or force law-abiding gun owners to register or surrender their weapons. And that's not common sense, folks. That's just tyranny. Now, I saw this, and I was just thinking, wow. Nick Freitas is a Virginia Republican legislator and a U.S. Senate candidate. He's also a father of three, military veteran, served in special forces. He's been identifying school security needs and has been outlining solutions. And he's also been implementing solutions for Virginia in the Virginia legislature. And he wants to put emphasis on school safety to protect America's children. And this is one of the issues on his U.S. Senate campaign platform and how Kyle Kashuv became involved. Another Parkland student. Kashuv announced after discussing school security with Freitas, he endorses Freitas for U.S. Senate and trusts Freitas to lead the fight in the U.S. Senate to make our schools safer. Here's the thing, though. Why do I care about Kyle Kashuv? Why does this Mr. Freitas care? Why would you consult with this kid? I understand he's one of the Parkland kids that came out of Parkland, and he's pro-Second Amendment. Great. I'm very happy to see that all of America's youth are not these snowflakes. That's great. However, if you want to come to me and tell me that you sat down with Steve Fisher or Aaron Cowan or James Yeager, any of these tactical types, and talked about schools and school safety and everything else, or, you know, talk to the people at the FASTER program, or talk to the people out of, Texas, I'm all ears. But talking to Kyle Kashuv, what's the merit of that? Let me help you with that. There is no merit to that. There is no tactical reason, no legitimate reason I can think of to talk to him and then to ask him for his endorsement in your election. He can't even vote for you. I am telling you this thing with the kids is really beginning to get on my nerves, and I don't care if they're for gun rights or they're against gun rights. Their views are fine. Let them say their views. I like hearing their views. For or against. For or against. If they're against, well, you don't have very long to keep my attention, friend. And if they are for, that's great. Let's talk a little later when you become a little more seasoned, because you don't know what you're talking about for the most part. Neither do the anti-gunner side of your school platform. Getting out there and being a Senate candidate in Virginia and consulting with Kyle Kashuv and saying to yourself, well, you know, I've consulted on school security with one of the survivors from the Parkland school. I'm glad I don't have to be in your general election and have to look at you and say to myself, I might have to vote for you. But I saw that, and I was stunned. I was stunned that a guy running for Congress, running for the Senate, would get out there and say, I consulted with an 18-year-old. Do I think young people should be listened to? Yes, I do. Do I think I'm going to get out there and say to everybody, I consulted with an 18-year-old today? Well, no. No, I don't. School safety is a very complex issue, but it's a very simple one. But it does take a little bit of acumen to bring it out. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a celebration of America at the White House this after canceling a visit by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles after it was found out that only 8 to 10 of the players would actually be in attendance at the White House. The president reminded the crowded attendance why we stand for the national anthem.
We stand to honor our military and to honor our country and to remember the fallen heroes who never made it back home. We stand to show our love for our fellow citizens and our magnificent Constitution. We stand to pay tribute to the incredible Americans who came before us and the heroic sacrifices they made.
A new report out says Medicare's hospital trust fund is expected to run out of money in 2026. That's 3 years earlier than previously projected. The reason: reduced revenues from payroll and Social Security taxes and higher than expected payments to hospitals and private Medicare plans. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are in the month of June. Now, normally that might not be a big deal for you, but for the law-abiding gun owners of Deerfield, Illinois, this is the time when a new gun confiscation law goes into effect. They recently passed the law that we've just talked about, where AR-15s and other firearms that look scary, along with a host of handguns, have to be transferred out of the village limits, turned over to the police, or destroyed. Owning these is not permitted under any circumstance within Deerfield, and noncompliance could carry a $252,000 a day fee. Now, the NRA has joined a lawsuit against the provision. It is absurd. Gun ownership has been banned in a slice of America, and that's grossly unconstitutional. Coming from the Chicago Tribune, no less. The ordinance enacted April 2nd by the Deerfield Village Board gives residents until June the 13th, which will be Wednesday of next week, to turn in any guns that fit the village's definition of assault weapons and remove them from the village or modify the guns so they are no longer considered assault weapons. The ordinance empowers the town's police chief to confiscate the assault weapons of anyone charged under the ordinance. Owners found in violation can be fined up to $1,000 a day, according to the ordinance. This, by the way, is a violation of the 14th Amendment as well. Two lawsuits were filed in April challenging the ordinance on various grounds, including a claim that the ordinance deprives gun owners of property they are legally entitled to possess. The plaintiffs in both lawsuits are asking for a temporary restraining order to block Deerfield from enforcing the ban until the court can hear their arguments for a permanent injunction. A hearing to consider the restraining order motions is set for June the 8th, just days before the ban is set to take effect, which, by the way, will be Friday. And here's hoping. Here's hoping. And it's not just there. In Oregon, a ballot initiative seeks the same thing. Though they would allow AR-15 owners to register their firearms. That would be great, because then if we, when we finally do decide to then ban them, then we know where they're at. Now, the common thread between Deerfield and these people in Oregon is that they haven't done anything wrong. They haven't done anything illegal. But the governments there are going to treat them like criminals because gun control, you know. If this passes, Oregonian firearm owners also have the option to transfer them out of the state, destroy them, or turn them over to the authorities. Then there's Boulder, which we just talked about, the where the city council is looking to ban the so-called assault weapon as well. And this is what happens when you give the gun control crowd an inch. They then take several thousand miles. And that's why the answer on any gun control proposal, with the exception of debates on how to improve treating and detecting mental health issues, should always be simply no. This isn't just a blue state activity anymore. Usually new gun laws were drafted and passed by state legislatures in anti-gun democratic states, but now it's gotten into Republican areas. You can thank Republican governors Phil Scott and Rick Scott of Vermont and Florida, respectively, and both were considered NRA-friendly, and they passed anti-gun legislation in their states post-Parkland, betraying the Second Amendment movement. So no doubt, for the gun control crowd, this is a couple of wins. The strategy seems to be shifting away from advocating universal background checks to increasing the sale of all firearms to 21. You can buy shotguns and rifles at 18. And this is also a grossly unconstitutional law. Taxpaying and law-abiding adults deprived of their Second Amendment rights until 21? We're not talking about Pabst Blue Ribbon here. There's no right to drink. There is a right to own firearms. There is no room. There is no terminology that can be correctly put to this. There is no compromise on this. So here we have three little burgs, which, you know, they're not actually little, but Deerfield, Oregon, which is a state, and Boulder, Colorado. Where these are, in fact, ex post facto laws. They're banning something that the feds don't ban yet. Now, there's an ever so slight problem with this. Because you can doggone sure bet that whatever else is going on in those states, there's probably some high taxes. They're probably part of a sanctuary state or sanctuary city scheme. There's a lot of things probably going on there, and I don't even know. I don't even know what they're involved in. But what we're beginning to see, like in California, most of the people in California, especially in the Bay Area, are going to move. The highest percentage of them want to move, which means the first chance they get to move, which, see, leaving California where the rent of a closet is about $4,000 a month in San Francisco, for $4,000 a month, or for $1,100 a month, you can find a fully adorned house, you know, with a yard and all kinds of other stuff. That's not going to be that hard for these people to do. So California is about to see a big, you know, move east young man program in place. And this is going to impact them in the long run. Now, voters, typically, a lot of them like to vote with their feet or with their wallets. So, you know, this is probably the beginning of something we're going to see that will extend to other places. Now, coming out of Deerfield, I don't know what the cost of living is in Deerfield, but let's just say it's close to what it is around things. Probably not going to happen nearly as much, but there will be some people that are going to move to escape that tyranny. Now, the problem here is that they don't want you to be able to move either. They haven't got to this point yet where they can restrict your movement. But that is something that is in the works later on down the road. But for now, you still have freedom of movement. So, am I going to sit here and say, listen, people of Deerfield, Illinois, people of Boulder, Colorado, people of Oregon, move. No, I'm not. This comes down to a lot of things. And I've talked to a lot of people in these states where they're giant gun control bastions, and they tell me they want to stay there and fight these laws in their home, which is great, except for the fact that you have to live under a different set of rules than most of the rest of the United States. That's my problem with it. That's my problem with staying and making that fight. These leftists want your money. They want control of you. They want a lot of things from you. Not owning guns is simply an enabler for them to actually push some of this stuff. And getting out there and just leaving them in the dust, well, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. I know it never rains in California, but sometimes the rains, they come in handy. So you could head east. Don't head north, head east. And enjoy the freedom. Enjoy the lower standard of living. Enjoy the freedom. I know I said freedom twice, but I just happen to like that one. Where they can, they're going to push this agenda. They want to control the energy. They want to control your money. They want to control what you eat, you drink. They want to, you know, in the case of people like Bloomberg, he wanted to control breast milk. I mean, leftists don't understand the word boundary. They don't know what a border is. They don't know when somebody says to them, no, you don't get to be in control of me. That's a new thing for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Time to call the irony police. Coming out of Illinois also, Father Michael Flager, the radical left-wing priest, friend of Jeremiah Wright, mainstay of the hard left community in Chicago, that bequeathed the political rise of Barack Obama to America, has a hypocrisy problem. Which, I sort of already knew that. Father Flager, you see, is a violent anti-gun advocate. And when I use the term violent, I mean it. In 2007, he was rebuked by his bishop, who happened to be a cardinal, Cardinal George of the Chicago Archdiocese, for publicly threatening to snuff out a gun store owner. That's right. Bring peace by snuffing out opponents. The peace of the dead, I guess. See, rules... When you're a leftist, rules are for other people. W.J. Kennedy of Chicago City Wire reports, an armed security guard associated with staunch anti-gun and nationally known social activist Father Michael Flager was arrested on May 27th outside St. Sabina's Roman Catholic Church on the south side, where Flager is a senior pastor. Chicago police charged Henry Eugene Hale, 35, with possessing a firearm without a valid firearm owner's identification card. He's released on $150 bond. So he was carrying a gun without any sort of credential in Chicago, which, you know, even around here, they blush about that one. When asked about Hale's relationship with the 68-year-old Flager, a church secretary told Chicago City Wire only that Hale was not a bodyguard. And he deferred further questions to Flager, who did not return a call to clarify whether he employed Hale as a private security guy or whether he called CPD asking for Hale's release. See, these people are not supposed to get called out on this. This is just another one of those pesky rules for other people that may be the reason behind the semantic games. Susan Thomas, a spokesperson for the Archdiocese of Chicago, wrote in an email that Father Flager does not have armed security, and to our knowledge, neither does any other priest. Now, Second Amendment supporters have a Trump card that has nothing to do with the current president of the United States, a demand that any legislation limiting the gun access of private citizens include a measure removing firearms from guards and police who protect the politicians voting on gun control legislation. Now, Flager has no political office. He occupies no political office. But his unwillingness to live without armed protection while insisting that lesser people do this without the same access to hardware is pure, unadulterated hypocrisy. Which, you know, this is not, you know, nothing new. This is nothing new. In California, they're looking to try to prevent two-thirds of all, as they put it, gun violence. See, California, and they know it, they have a firearm suicide problem. Nearly 1,600 people killed themselves with guns in 2016 in California. And the gun suicide rate is rising in both the state and national levels. Suicide is the most common type of gun violence in the U.S. And this, by the way, is coming from a source out of California. So this is a startling inadvertent admission. So listen very carefully to this. So suicide, average 60 deaths a day. Out of 93, 96, whatever they want to attribute it to. So right away, they're taking that. More than were killed in Las Vegas, for example, the deadliest mass shooting in American history. 6 out of 10 gun deaths are suicides, and firearms account for about half of all suicides. Because individuals who use guns to attempt suicide almost never survive, limiting their access to firearms saves lives. And now California has an opportunity to do so. However, it's not exactly in line with what they've been telling us, right? Now, they call it Assembly Bill 1927 in California. This would allow at-risk individuals to put themselves on a voluntary no-fly, no-buy list, which would prevent them from purchasing guns from a licensed dealer. The bill was approved by the Assembly on Wednesday and is now at the state Senate. This is basically self-mutilation of your constitutional rights. They're going to beckon to you with it. See, according to them, often people at risk of suicide are well aware of their vulnerability, especially if they have chronic mental illness. With the two suicides that I know most recently, if I had to say they had a mental illness, it would be depression. Now, depression, without a doubt, they knew, they were conscious of the fact that they were vulnerable to it. They were looking for it. This is not something that sneaks up on you. It takes a little bit of planning. It takes a little bit of doing. In Washington State, they recently passed a no-buy list, which allows suicidal crises to pass without a gun nearby. Once the crisis passes, individuals can take themselves off the list. That's great if that's true. This is according to this opinion piece, there's a common misconception that suicidal individuals will simply find another way if guns are not available. Most do not try another method, and if they do, other methods are far less lethal. In one case, yes, and in one case, no. I found that to be true. In the case of my former producer, he tried to kill himself with a vehicle. He tried to kill himself via a fall, or I think either that or drugs, and then he used a gun. Now, in the landmark Heller case, Antonin Scalia wrote that handguns are the most popular weapon chosen by Americans for self-defense in the home. And in the skewed minds of these California politicians, if the Second Amendment protects the right to self-defense, people at risk of suicide should be able to defend themselves against suicide. Except, this is not defending against anything. This is something that you do to yourself. That's the sadness of it. So, California is offering people of California this opportunity to personally inflict upon themselves a gun purchase prohibition. Whereas with Washington State, we do know that they intend to have a way for you to get back off of it. They have that in place. What does California have in place? I don't see that listed anywhere. I don't see that, you know, if they have anything like that. But the problem is still the same as with anything that has to do with guns. People kill themselves because they're having something going on. And we don't really have mental health facilities in the United States anymore. We don't really have that anymore. What we have done is we have moved to this new dynamic where a general practitioner can, you know, prescribe, you know, these drugs to you, these mind-altering drugs, And psychiatry and psychology, for the most part, is practiced out of a pharmacy. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. And some of these drugs that they give you to fight all manner of things, including depression, some of the side effects are suicidal tendencies. And that's not even funny enough to laugh at. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. So getting out there and coming up with this is a very novel way, if you want my opinion, on how to get people to give up their guns. This is almost like it's almost like a Ponzi scheme to me, to where, you know, you're getting out there and you're investing in this, and we're going to make sure that you are defended against suicide. Suicide is something that is self-inflicted. So, you know, it's violence against self. And getting out there and coming up with this new travesty. This is a travesty. Getting out there and saying, well, if you want to swear off of guns, all you have to do is sign this little paper and we'll take care of that for you right here. And what I'd really like to know is, what about these Californians? You know, these are Californians. I just told you most of them want to move out of state. What if they sign that and they move out of state? What does that mean for them then? Does it mean that that's lifted? Does that only stay within the state? I think that is really a good question to ask somebody. But time will tell. California there's a lot of things in play in California this election season. It's going to be an interesting time in California with a K. But like all interesting times, we'll see what they come out with. Hopefully it's something good. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't give my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my boss wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.